let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Layman's Guide to Experiences and God Realization by Mark Olson, a spiritual guide for going inside to find God, containing dozens of spiritual experiences and their interpretation. The book is intended for everyone with suggestions and devotional exercises for getting closer to God that anyone can follow. Mark grew up in a small Minnesota town. After completing college, drafted into the Army, spent time in Vietnam. After the service, he co-owned a small painting business for 15 years. He taught English in a minority high school in Los Angeles for 25 years, and in 2004 was awarded a large grant as one of the 5 best teachers in California working at a minority school. Mark Olson, author of The Layman's Guide to Experiences and God Realization, our guest on This Week in America. Mark, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I believe it's an honor for me.
It's an honor for us to have you here, and the time is going to go by quickly. There is so much to talk about in the program. We'll give you all of the information, book availability, during the course of the program. The Layman's Guide to Experiences in God Realization. Talk about the inspiration, the motivation for this book.
Well, I think I should put the book into context first. It's like an Eastern teaching. What that means, Rick, is that it believes that you go inside to find God and yourself. You know, in Luke chapter 17, verse 20, Jesus says that the kingdom of God, when it comes, is not observable. It's not something that happens out there. The kingdom of God is within. This is what Eastern teachings teach, and the West is also full of these combination teachings of Christianity and the East. And it believes that when you go inside, soul is taken through many levels of consciousness and eventually will become one with its Father, like Jesus did, and become one with its divine self or Christ self. Well, if you go on this kind of journey inside, you will have experiences. And if you commit yourself to daily devotions, maybe in a few short months, you will start having experiences. And I had experiences, and I thought they were personal. But lately, I've kind of thought that maybe they were given to me to share with other people. So I wrote this book. Now, I know that my ego was along for the ride, but I hope I kept it locked up in the trunk.
It is such an interesting book, a thought-provoking book that will have all of us thinking and following and leading better lives because of that. The book is The Layman's Guide to Experiences in God Realization. Author Mark Olson is our guest on the program. Who is this for? I see this really helping most of us. Who's it for?
I think it's for everybody, Rick. This book doesn't promote any path, any religion, any person, including myself, any master. It's just for the individual that wants to go inside. I think that if you're on a path, this book would be very helpful. But if you're not, this book is right up your alley. Westerners, especially, oftentimes do not like to go through somebody else to God. They would rather do it themselves and go inside to find God. That is really who this book is for, although, like mentioned, if you're on a path, I think this book would be very helpful.
You went through these experiences. Talk about that, and is this easy? People are looking for, okay, I'll give it a try if it's something I understand and something it's easy to implement. Is it easy?
That's a good question, Rick. I think it's really easy. I studied the Eastern teachings for decades, and they have the truth, but they're very complex, very complicated. There are long hours of meditation. There are diet restrictions, other austerities. You're dealing with foreign languages. None of this is necessary. I think if you go inside, with easy natural exercises that anybody can do, even a child, and that your household pets are probably already doing. Exercises like meditation, contemplation, listening to the sounds of the Holy Spirit inside you, visualization. These easy exercises take you inside, and there's a reason they work. Your higher self is not trying to hide from you. It wants contact. And this higher self of yours, what the Hindus call the Atma, is easily 10,000 times greater than the little piece of itself it has in your body as you. And your divine self is a million times greater than your Atma or higher self. These make it easy because they will do everything for you and through you if you contact your higher self, which of course is an extension of God. So Rick, I think it's really easy to do this. There's one catch.
Okay.
I think you have to do these devotions every day to keep the door to your higher self open. I think that's important.
So many things to talk about, and we will during the course of the program. Our guest is Mark Olson, The Layman's Guide to Experiences and God Realization. His website is author Mark Olson, that's with an EOLSEN.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Balboa Press, the usual places. Kindle version, by the way, available for 99 cents. Talk about a bargain. This can be life-changing for a dollar, and you get a penny back in change. So that this is something that can change your life, and you can do it on a budget. You mentioned something that's fascinating, the concept of going inside. What exactly happens when we go inside?
That's a great question, and it gets very profound very quickly, Rick. St. Paul in Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, says that the saints have manifested the secret of the ages. Well, what is the secret of the ages? Paul says it's that Christ is in you. Now, I'm going to expand on what he said. Not only is Christ in you, in your highest identity, your divine self, your Christ self, you are Christ. This is what you find when you go inside. Now, this might take some time, and it's always commensurate to your growth in Christ, but when you start going inside, if you commit yourself to doing this every day, after a while, you'll start having little experiences with your higher self. At first, you'll think maybe it's a coincidence. Did that acorn just bounce off my head after that thought about calling my father? Was that a coincidence? But as the experiences go on, you will start having little meetings with your higher self. You might not see it, but eventually you will meet your higher self face to face. This is a meeting promised by Jesus the Christ in John 14:21, where he says, "Those that keep my commandments and love me will see me. I will manifest myself to them. I will make myself real." These types of experiences are available if one, in a committed, sincere way, goes inside, Rick, and it's the adventure of a lifetime. It makes drugs and drink look like drinking lukewarm water. And the experiences are real and truthful and full of wisdom and a love that you've never experienced. And you will have a knowingness that they are from God.
The Layman's Guide to Experiences in God Realization by Mark Olson, our guest on the program. Talk about the impact this had on you. Obviously, this is something that was life-changing for you that you want to share with other people. What impact did this have on you when you came to this realization?
A tremendous impact. It changes everything in your life. And when you go on a journey to God, it's best to give up to God. Your mind and your lower will cannot do this. Jesus destroyed the mind and its capacity for spiritual growth in one sentence. He said, "Has anybody ever added 1 inch to their height through thought?" Well, if they could, there'd be a lot of tall people around.
Exactly, yes.
But they can't, and you can't do that spiritually either. If you're a Christian, turn your life over to Christ. If you're a Buddhist, turn it over to Buddha the Christ. If you're a Hindu, turn it over to the Christ of India, Krishna. If you have a master or guru, turn your life over to them. If you're an individualist, turn it over to your higher self and let God take you on this journey. You cannot get God of your own efforts, but you can put yourself in the position for God to get you.
Interesting, and there is so much that you'll find interesting in Mark's book, The Layman's Guide to Experiences in God Realization. Let's talk a little bit about the daily devotionals. Describe those. Again, they were so powerful for you. Talk about that experience and what we need to do to replicate that success and fulfillment that you have.
I would say that the exercises are natural and easy. They're exercises like contemplation, meditation, listening to the sounds of the Holy Spirit inside your head, sounds like high frequency pitches. There's other exercises like prayer and chanting. They're all very natural. If you do these, Rick, and you commit yourself to this sincerely, and by the way, in the beginning, it's okay to be sincerely skeptical. You might not know if any of this is true. But if you commit yourself to giving it a good try and spending maybe 15 minutes a day alone without distractions, where you're contemplating God or some passage in a scripture, or you're meditating, all of these exercises revolve around stilling the mind, because the mind cannot inductively think. It can deductively think, but it's not able to inductively think. So what you do in a spiritual exercise, Rick, is you try to still the mind. In Psalms 46:10, it says, "Let it be. Be still and know that I am God." This is the key to communicating with the higher self. Now, for Westerners, I think contemplation is the best way, because it's easy to reflect on something while you're slightly going in and out of thought.
Yes.
And when you're out of thought is when the truth can come in from your higher self. Meditation does the same thing, but it's harder because you're trying to still your mind in long periods of time. Prayer and chanting work like a charm, and listening to the sounds of the Holy Spirit inside you might even be the best one. Now, I know Westerners might not be familiar with that. They often call this tinnitus, but it's not tinnitus. Tinnitus is lower grating sounds caused from a medical condition. If you're listening to these high frequency pitched sounds, and
you're going to give us an example
Yes.
Okay.
These sounds can bless you, sanctify you, still your mind. If you hear these, they're very high. This is probably the best spiritual exercise. I know this sounds strange, but religions like the Sikh religion, Hinduism, Buddhism, paths in the United States like Master Path, Ruhani Satsang, Somi Bees, Theosophy, the liberal Catholic Church, they revolve around listening to the sounds of the Holy Spirit. All of these exercises work because your higher self wants contact with you.
All of this and so much more in Mark's book, The Layman's Guide to Experiences and God Realization. His website is authormarkolson.com. We'll give you all this here in a couple of minutes as we wrap up. Boy, time is going by way too quickly on the program. So much there. Kindle version is 99 cents. So I encourage you to find all of this information for yourself. It's all there and very affordable. And again, will be life altering. Mark, as we wrap up the program today, give us some tips. What can we take away from this conversation that will make our lives better?
Well, the first tip would be to do these exercises every day. I think that's important. That door has to be held open. The second tip is, as I already mentioned, okay, you want to give your life over to God. Your lower will and mind cannot do this. If you can give your mind and your life over to God like Jesus did and say, "Thy will, not my will," you will be on your way to fulfillment and love and wisdom that you could never have imagined. It is something that is beyond words to express. One more tip. If you are a lover, you will go fast. And if you do these exercises and you commit yourself to them sincerely, you will experience love with God like you could not imagine. And it will set your hair on fire for God. And when you're revved up love-wise, like St. Teresa and others are famous for, or the bhakti tradition in India, you will go far. Love, like Jesus said, is the answer to everything.
I got about a minute or so I'm going to take here at the end. You are a true believer in the power of spiritual experiences. Talk about that, because it seems like this, the answers to many of our questions are within. Is that the case?
I think it is. And you bring up a good point, Rick. At different levels of your growth, you will have signature experiences. This is really true. Many people that write about this don't talk about experiences, but there are certain experiences you will have when you hit different juncture points in your spiritual growth. For instance, at salvation, you will meet yourself. This is called self-realization in Hinduism and Buddhism, and it involves meeting yourself face to face. A meeting Jesus promises, as I mentioned before. These signature experiences you will see with your own eyes and hear with your own inner ears. It will not just be some chaotic, feeling, emotional journey.
Yes.
You will have definite road signs along the way that you will get to see with your own eyes.
The guide is available to you from our guest on the program, Mark Olson, The Layman's Guide to Experiences and God Realization. Mark Olson, O-L-S-E-N. His website is markolson.com, authormarkolson.com. Book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Balboa Press. We'll have all that online at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The Kindle version now available for 99 cents. An enlightening conversation and so much more in Mark's book. Mark, thank you so much for being with us on the program. I look forward to having you here, and I've been taking notes as we've been talking. Great having you with us on the program.
Rick, it's been an honor to talk to you. You're a legend in the field. I should be interviewing you.
Oh, believe me, you don't want to do that. So I can learn so much more by talking to you, and I learned by doing these programs, and today was a master's class. So I appreciate you taking the time to do this. Mark Olson, our guest on the program, Googling, that's O-L-S-E-N, The Layman's Guide to Experiences and God Realization. You'll find all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.